my fellow citizens, the United States of America has the sovereign authority to use weapons of mass destruction against anyone, including the Iraqi people. The United States of America has a history of reckless aggression in the Middle East, using some of the most lethal weapons ever devised. And it has aided, trained, and harbored terrorists, including operatives of Al-Qaeda. The United States of America has already used weapons of mass destruction. The Department of Homeland Security is working closely with the nation's governors to shift our attention with panic and weaken our morale with fear. Yet some permanent members of the Security Council have publicly announced that the United States of America has electronically bugged and systematically deceived the United Nations. Today, no nation can possibly claim that we wanted to resolve the issue peacefully. We are taking oil wells, a source of wealth that belongs to the Iraqi people. The power and appeal of the United States of America could bring destruction of a kind never before seen on this earth. The people of the United States and our friends and allies live at the mercy of an outlaw regime that threatens the peace with weapons of mass murder. In this conflict, America has no regard for conventions of war or rules of morality. Many Iraqis can hear me tonight in a translated radio broadcast, and I have a message for them.
Compound of Saddam Hussein. Many of his major administrative buildings going up in smoke and fire top. Again, another, just disintegrating here. Bigger than the Gulf War, Tom, the first Gulf War, much bigger, these explosions. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. Shock and awe, indeed.
U.S. television networks facing a bill of up to $20 million each per day to cover the Iraqi war found that friends are more popular than enemies, as a repeat episode of the top sitcom on Thursday night beat live war coverage in ABC.
Yes, I must say that I am in opposition to this war. We are really acting as an imperialist nation, not unlike China, not invading Manchuria in 1941, not unlike Italy invading Ethiopia in 1938, not unlike Germany invading Poland in 1939. I'm a professor of communication here in Southeastern Florida. I would just like to say that the coverage that C-SPAN has actually had with regard to call-ins such as this stands in glaring contrast to the mainstream media coverage of the war, which is largely for the Bush administration and the Pentagon. The Canadian Broadcast Corporation has also had incredible coverage, as has had BBC to an extent. Some far less partial than the likes of NBC or MSNBC, both of which are owned by the largest weapons manufacturer in the world.
It was all.
I've been concerned about all the people that call in against our president that can't speak properly or use correct language.
Hold the airwaves with a tactical lens.
I think he's a man of the Lord. Everybody else in our country was that way. We have a much better nation.
I really am ashamed. I'm very, very proud of our armed forces, but I am ashamed of Bush, and I'm ashamed that I voted for him. Well, President Bush has done a great job. If you don't like what you hear, move to Iraq, and I hope you people don't show all day tomorrow those anti-war protests and those aren't true Americans. Show all the rallies before you start supporting the U.S.
There's actually there is what's called a Patriot rally that is taking place on Sunday here in Washington that we expect to have some coverage of.
And also, to cover those stupid anti-war protests?
No, I said that there's what's called a Patriot rally in support of our effort in Iraq.
They're going to cover that, like you always cover the stupid anti-war protests.
We cover it all, absolutely.
I've never seen you cover the pro-war world. It's always the stupid anti-war communist people. I would first like to address the callers who think that opposers of this war are unpatriotic and should leave this country. Perhaps these callers should leave this country because they obviously don't believe in freedom of speech and would like everyone to have the same opinion.
I believe if all the ones protesting had red, white, and blue flowing through their veins, they wouldn't be walking the streets protesting. America, their vine knows, has weapons of mass destruction. What if some country would tell us, destroy them or we will come over there and destroy them for you?
I don't think it is right.
I want to say that I am totally flabbergasted about the media being gung-ho about the death and destruction we're causing in Iraq. And because the C-SPAN has been broadcasting international news, we know that the most dangerous man in the eyes of the world is not Saddam Hussein, but George Bush. He's the most hated man in the world. And I am ashamed of being an American today. I want to take a shower. I wish that people were not conned by George Bush the way Germans were conned by Hitler in 1936.
And just one last comment about the people who so want to criticize the dissenters and the protesters. If they want to live in a country where we don't have the freedom to dissent, then I would suggest that those people should go live in Iraq.